Engaiwi o te motu nei, nau mai hoki mai. Welcome back to Wātea Digital. Ko moeawa tamanui France and tēnei, and here's what's making headlines across Aotearoa and Te Waipounamu. Now, Meripeka Raukawa Tate, chair of the Whānau Ora Commissioning Agency, has raised serious concerns following the termination of their commissioning contract. On Friday, staff were informed that their jobs are at risk after the agency missed the tender to fund whānau ora programs across the North Island, putting 600 positions in jeopardy. Raukawa Tate emphasised that this decision will cut off 10,000 whānau from essential services and highlights a growing lack of trust in whānau ora since its establishment in 2010 by the late Dame Tariana Turia. She pointed out that no agency has the same level of reach of trust within Māori communities as the whānau ora network.
But the government is to attempt now to set up new infrastructure, new contracts that will diminish and reduce the amount of money that should be going to support the whānau, not to support the setup of more organisations. That is not what is needed.
She warned that the ongoing cost of living crisis is already making it difficult for whānau to access services, and the introduction of new staff could push them even further away. Te Pini Kōkiri is expected to announce these changes officially in April. And iwi will be presenting at the government's sold-out global investment seminar in Tāmaki Makaurau this week. Waikato Tainui and Ngāi Tahu are expected to be key domestic delegates at the seminar. The collective wealth of the 100 participants, which include hedge funds, financial investment companies and international banks, is estimated at $6 trillion. Prime Minister Christopher Luxon says post-settlement tribes like Waikato Tainui will be interested in securing international investments, and international investors will be keen to discuss any possible collaborations.
We're going to have a great session with iwi leaders that I spoke to before Christmas, who are really excited about the opportunities for partnering with international investors on critical infrastructure. Think about what Tainui have done with the inland port in the Waikato region, for example. So there's huge opportunity for iwi, huge opportunities for our private sectors.
Labour's finance spokesperson Barbara Edmonds is the only opposition member given time to address the seminar. And the seminar, which is already booked out, will cost the taxpayer $1 million. And New Zealand First Minister Shane Jones comments on Wātea Digital's focus on environmental controversies rather than Māori economic and industrial development. A Wātea Digital Facebook post made yesterday references a recent High Court ruling that found the Department of Conservation misused the Wildlife Act to allow the killing of protected species for Mount Messenger bypass development. Minister Jones says he is disappointed in Wātea for focusing on environmentalist agendas that are delaying New Zealand's development.
We sort of, you know, foolishly follow this new version of rabbit hole politics that I see Mr. Tukaki has visited upon Radio Wātea. I don't quite like the tone of Radio Wātea, other than yourself, in the vein that Winston and I used to enjoy being engaged with by Radio Wātea. You've got to stop getting Bomber Bradbury and these other communists on your show all the time. Get some middle-of-the-road people, brother.
Shane Jones. Nō reira, koe nā mātou kohinga kōrero. For more Wātea Digital News, check us out on Wātea News across social media. Kia tau, te mauri.